You're listening to SBS News.
Amy Marks was born with a form of cerebral palsy and now works as a disability advocate. The 23-year-old says she faced her share of challenges during her childhood and teenage years.
It was difficult for most of my primary school education. I was the only kid with a visible difference, which was a lot. I was subjected to a little bit of bullying and, you know, and I always felt kind of different to my peers. In saying that, you know, as we got older, I ended up being vice school captain in primary school, which I thought was very cool at the time. Going into high school, again, it kind of started again. I got bullied a fair amount, particularly in years 7 and 8.
From the age of 13 to 15, she felt those differences particularly badly.
I think, like, you know, you're trying so hard to fit in, and when you do have differences, and particularly for me, visible physical differences, it was hard to connect with my peers. And it was also during that time, for various reasons, I often had to take a back step on my education to go out for surgeries or medical treatment, what have you.
A report by Mission Australia has found bullying is all too common among disabled youth, twice as likely to have experienced it in the past year than their peers. And it's having a harmful impact on their mental health. Mission Australia Chief Executive James Toomey tells SBS the findings are concerning and disturbing.
I think it highlights the challenges, you know, the multiplication of challenges that are experienced by young people with disabilities compared to their peer group. And when you see numbers, for example, that, you know, these young people are describing themselves as sad or very sad about their lives, 24% of them compared to 10% of their peer group. And it's a quarter of that group of young people. And actually a quarter of that group of young people having concerns and thinking about suicide, compared with 13% of other young people in the survey.
The survey was conducted among 25,000 young people with a disability aged from 15 to 19. 6 out of 10 reported facing a range of barriers to their post-school plans, including those relating to their mental health or academic ability. Respondents with a disability were also 3 times as likely as their peers to consider physical health as an obstacle to achieving their goals after school. Mission Australia is calling for greater consultation and collaboration with disabled youth. James Toomey says more action is needed to address their concerns, improve their well-being, and remove the physical, structural, and social hurdles that impact on their lives.
There are twice as many young people describing an experience of having been bullied in the last year, and concerningly, people describing being bullied in their own families or in their own communities. It tends to point towards a picture of the ease with which it's possible to stigmatise young people with a disability, and that even something considered a joke is actually a form of bullying or can be a form of bullying. So it's really important to understand that driving down stigma associated with disability is a very, very important element of making young people with disability feel safe, and that they'll then be less likely to experience bullying, whether it's physical or verbal.
On the positive side, the report finds young people with a disability are engaged with their education, with more than 8 out of 10 studying full-time. And Amy Marks, who studied film and television at university, believes things are on the improve.
I also, you know, think particularly the generation that is growing up now, the teenagers and, you know, the young people, they're a lot more socially aware and accepting of differences and things like that.
And what does her disability mean to her?
I live with it as a part of my everyday, and it's as much a part of me as my eye colour, as my accent, as all of that. I was given a great piece of advice, which I still kind of carry with me to this day, is that, you know, like anything in life, you can have a relationship with your disability, and with any relationship, you have good days, you have bad days, you have days, you know, want to show it off to the world, and days you want to kind of hide. And so I think accepting that it's a relationship and that it's an ongoing thing and that it can change and just be a part of my life.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.